Welcome to the Conscious Creative Podcast, your weekly dose of soul-to-soul conversation that will have you saying peace out to your 9-to-5 to explore in your sacred calling. The topics center around conscious business and interviews with the folks who started them. We'll be exploring the art of being human and what it takes to live your life fully expressed and financially free. I'm Christina Gomes, and I went from high-paying job as a psychotherapist to leaving it all behind for my desire to travel the world playing my original music, to becoming the CEO and soulpreneur founder of FreeYourCreativity.org, where I help visionary leaders create the businesses of their wildest dreams. If you have a sacred calling, stick around. My prayer is that you become the permission slip for the collective, as you hear the soul-inspiring stories that call you forth into creative action. Let's get to the soul. Hello, we're live on Instagram and in my group. What is the name of my group these days? Conscious Creative Collective for Soulpreneurs on the Rise. If you're on Instagram, hello. Feel free to say hello in the comments. Feel free to hashtag replay if you're watching the replay. I haven't asked for that in a long time, and I'm missing the connection that I've been able to make with so many potential clients and people in my community and people in my lovely groups and on Instagram. It's all about connection these days. And in soul-led leadership and in entrepreneurship that's led by the soul, this is the missing piece. And I've been having conversation after conversation with transformational facilitators this week as I've interviewed past clients, former clients of the Conscious Creative Business Immersion, and as I'm having application calls and conversations with folks who are interested in the experience, we've been seeing a theme, all of us together, us soul-led leaders on the edge of our greatness. And what does it really take? That's a conversation that not a lot of marketing gurus or the big courses that are out there that you can take on business and marketing. And what we're not talking about is the creative essence of being human. We're leaving out of the conversation our humanity. And as humanity is really taking a turn right now with a world war happening, and any war in the world is a world war, because it's just like, what is really happening? Those of us who have awakened, those of us who have acknowledged the depth and the sacredness of life, we're all like spinning our wheels, wondering when the rest of the world is going to catch up. And what the marketing gurus are not talking about is your awakening, your creative essence, your recreating yourself moment by moment, and how important that is to the sustainability of your business, of your sacred calling. So beyond a business with a bottom line and a brand even, beyond a brand and a business, you have this sacred calling to help people transform. That's why you got those certifications. That's why you have met certain people at just the right moment in your life that maybe told you about coaching and that you should become a coach. I remember years ago when I was traveling the world as a yoga teacher, someone asked me to be their coach. And I thought, I'm not a coach. Even though I had a master's in clinical psychology and I was a yoga teacher, a yoga therapist really, and we do deep work as yoga therapists, I just didn't think that I was a coach. I had this idea that you weren't a coach until you got a coaching certification. And I know many of you have coaching certifications, but or you have this depth and understanding. You're a channel, you're an intuitive, you have a way with your people that helps them to transform. And so you don't need to have a pile of certifications. You don't need to have a master's degree like I do. You don't need to have anything other than when you have right now, which is that depth of care and that desire for your creative essence to lead the way. So we are recreating ourselves moment by moment. And if you have been following me for a while, you know that normally I'm a cat mom. And now I'm living in a house visiting an old friend, and I have three dogs. And today I get to take care of these three dogs. This is Ruka. I'm so bored. And what's really fun is that I was supposed to be in Egypt right now with a certain group of people, going on that timeline, hosting a residency with some organization that I thought that I was aligned with. And so when that timeline dissolved and that moment, like that moment that I got to make, that moment where I made that big decision to say, this isn't aligned, this isn't me, this isn't the direction that I want to go in. That was a big decision because it meant big, big change. And it doesn't matter how many years you studied yoga, if you sat at the foot of the monk like I did, or even studied human psychology for many years like I did, no matter what you've studied, change is not the easiest thing to manage in our own system. And what the marketing gurus are not talking about is that we are on the precipice of changing the way that we do business. The marketing ways of old, the cold DMing strategies, the just cookie cutter formulas and copying the message from your coach or putting together an offering with ChatGPT, like you can go ahead and do that and you will not be creating a sustainable business that grows with you as you grow. So, what I want to talk about today is the fact that all the conversations that I've been having, a majority of them, these men and women with big hearts and creative desires and big visions, and their awakening is at the edge of their tongue. Like they are knowing that they are meant for something bigger. Whoa. Okay, he's eating my notes. You are meant for something bigger. You are knowing that you are meant for something bigger. I know that I'm meant for something bigger than working a 9 to 5 and paying bills to the man and then, hopefully living to retirement. And somehow, sometimes when we go to create our businesses, we still do it in the ways of old. We take old marketing techniques that have been passed down from advertisement, the people who created advertisement, and what is missing is the soul essence of who you are, your expression, that you get to change, that you get to grow, that your past does not define you. Who you were 5 minutes ago is none of anyone's frickin' business. And if you all of a sudden want to cut your bangs and start wearing sweaters, like you get to. And that's how I feel. I feel like big change has happened for me, but what has stayed consistent and what has stayed at my root, which has always been the root and the core of my work in the world, is my creative essence, my ability to shift and pivot and dance with the world, dance with the world and dance with my inner world, bring my inner world forth to be. To make an impact and an impression and carve out a space for myself and helping my clients to carve out a space for themselves. So rather than fitting in a marketing box of these are the tasks that you need to do in order to be a successful coach, a successful facilitator, a successful healer, guide, intuitive, in order to attract clients and help them, and to do that consistently, and what society deems a success, make a certain amount of money. But in order for you to actually have continued sustainable success, you get to build your business from the core essence of you in this moment, knowing that you in this moment will change. My yoga teacher always said, the only constant is change itself. The only constant is change itself, and it doesn't make it less scary. And I've been there. So I canceled the trip to Egypt to walk into the Great Mystery. And now I'm on a suburban street where the trees are turning color, when normally I'm a sun chaser and living in Central America, lakeside. And to just be in a different reality, knowing that I created that from my decisions. So, you get to make decisions that are based on your internal compass, and you don't have to make those decisions alone. So, what is really holding a lot of the people back that I've been speaking to over the last few weeks as I'm launching the 8th round of the Conscious Creative Business Immersion is this permission. this not granting themselves the permission to do it their way. And then from that place, hiring a coach that seems to be successful from society's standards, but that has a certain way of doing things or makes that person dim themselves in order to be a part of their program. Or something that has happened to me in the past was, I thought I needed to look a certain way. I needed to have more proper hair and be less of a wildling in order to make more money. And all of those thoughts are bullshit and also were hidden in my subconscious. And it wasn't until I started really unpacking these thoughts that were hidden and that were ingrained in society. And I didn't do that alone. And so I help my clients to be their sounding board, to hold a mirror to what I know that they value. And they value, and you value, your creative essence over what society deems as success. And you're probably, if you're resonating with my work, self-proclaimed wild one, a weirdo, someone who lives on the fringes, someone who is already more creative than other people can sometimes stand. And so you, my friend, cannot have a coach that is giving you a business in a box kind of strategy. I definitely share with my clients what has worked with me for me. And after being behind the scenes of hundreds of soul-led leaders building their businesses from idea all the way to offer out and filled, and just watching my clients at different stages. Some people come to refine their offer, some people come with viral content already and want to refine their offer so that it's all aligned. Some people come with no online presence at all. And what is my specialty is meeting people at the core of their creative essence and helping them to cultivate more of who they want to be. So that the years down the line, or even months down the line, you don't find yourself sharing a message that sounds too close to your last coach, or you don't find yourself building a business based on what your coach built her business based on, or you don't find yourself dressing like other people who seem to be successful. And it all comes back down to who are you at your creative core? And maybe you haven't had somebody to support that part of you and help you to know the way that you want to do it isn't wrong. So I have strategies up the wazoo. I love co-creating strategies that feel aligned with my client's soul's expression and human design and astrology and the unique constitution that they have, what they believe about life, their values. I love pulling more of that from them so that they are expressing themselves in a unique way and they craft their offers that feel like medicine to their soul-aligned clients. I just had another client sign up for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion that literally said to me, "Where have you been all my life?" And it still humbles me when I get to hear that, but it doesn't shock me anymore because I am not a cookie cutter formulated woman. And I don't believe that my soul aligned clients are either. And I know you've invested in yourself. And so when you're on the edge of investing in yourself again, or when you feel like you've wasted all this time and you know that you need coaching and mentorship and more creative coaching and deeper coaching and someone who really is in your corner and gets you, you need that, but you're thinking all the time and money you already wasted. And then you keep yourself stuck because you're not willing to walk into the mystery and own that it's just going to be faster and way more fun with someone who gets you. So I have designed the Conscious Creative Business Immersion to be that support system for you. I am that support system for you. And I bring in other creatives to help on the things that I'm not an expert in, like human design. I will be having an expert speaker in human design this round of the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. I will be having my friend Rob come in and download you with astrological wisdom. And I am here as your creative muse, sounding board, and dang good coach. My specialty is helping you to see what you might not be able to see because you're so close to your message. You're so close to your offer. And sometimes when we're so close to our message and our offer and our ideas and our creative concepts, we don't see where we can elevate, where we can add in just a few sentences, where we can get to the depth of what it is that we want to say and let that be heard. Let ourselves be seen in our raw creative expression versus making sure that we're doing it right or perfect or that all our ducks are lined up in a row. Hey there, visionary leader. If you're resonating with this message, I'd like to invite you into your next level life and business. Enrollment has begun for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. This is my signature group container to help you design an offer so delicious, so juicy, so based on your soul gifts that you are thrilled to invite your soulmate clients inside of it. I'm going to teach you how to promote this offer with a ton of heart and to sell out this offer with ease to meet your revenue goals. I would love to have you inside if you are a visionary leader who knows that they are great at what they do. You'd like to collapse the timeline on how long it takes to reach consistent income with an offer that you truly love. Go to the link in the show notes to apply for the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. I will be sitting with your application individually, and I will send an email to let you know if you've been accepted in a few days after application. Thank you for trusting me with your vision, and I can't wait to see what we co-create. What they won't tell you is that you can do it your way, and you must, and that just because you've had a coach that gave you a specific strategy and said that you won't make it unless you do it this way, or that this is the best way for you, or some psychic or shaman came and said that this is your life's path, or you're a four and an enneagram, so this is all that's available for you. No, I don't believe any of that bull. And I'm going to be in your corner to go places where maybe your last coach wasn't able to go because they weren't actually trained in psychology and human behavior. And I'm going to go with you to those places that are holding you back. I'm going to shine a loving, sweet mirror to the depth of how you are expressing and pull forth from you those missing things that you might have been afraid to say before, but that are the exact things that are going to bring you the soul-aligned clients, right? And where does money and higher revenue months really come from? Our clients are not money. So this is another thing that the marketing gurus won't tell you and the business coaches of old won't tell you, is that your clients are not money. And so to connect to your client, that is the essence that is coming, needs to come forth in the coaching industry, to see this client relationship as sacred. This is something that I was speaking to about someone that's interested in joining the Conscious Creative Business Immersion this round. I was speaking to them that it's not like I call myself a shaman. It's not like I even call myself a healer. I'm a coach. I'm a transformational guide. I'm a wild woman that's in your corner. I'm the creator of the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. However, to be a coach, to be a facilitator, to have these gifts of transformation, this is a calling. You didn't just get certified because you thought it would be cool. You were called to. You didn't just, you know, decide to do this wild thing and put your expression out on a line to be judged by thousands and millions of people on the internet because you just thought that would be cool. None of us think that part is cool. We learn to ignore the haters. We learn to disregard the trolls, and we learn to tap into the truth and know ourselves deeply so that nothing can stop us. We become unstoppable. And so this is a calling. You've been called to do an extraordinary thing. You've been called to be an extraordinary human. And that level of depth and expansion and greatness doesn't happen alone. It doesn't happen by being scared to reinvest in yourself. It doesn't happen by worrying about the past and the past investments that you've made and whether your last coach cared about you enough or not. Like it takes those steps and leading yourself through the difficult moments. And if you don't want to lead yourself alone, I am here to help you to make an important decision for your life that has the potential to change the trajectory of your life. When I made that decision to forego my deposit for Egypt, a few friendships that laid to waste because of this decision, and say, this is not okay how I'm being treated. I'm not going to Egypt with people who don't care about me, past money, and I am going to decide for myself, what is that next level for me? And I've been in the great mystery, and I'm making plans and that next level move of hiring someone to be my operational manager. And so like, this is next level. And so you just get to understand that as an entrepreneur, as a soulpreneur, that this is a trajectory of your life. You are called to do this for the long term, and we get to start thinking long term. And the choices you make today affect your future. The choices you make now to allow yourself to receive support like you've never received support. It's not like this is the last choice that you'll get to make as an entrepreneur. When you choose to come into the Conscious Creative Business Immersion, that kicks off now the myriad of choices that entrepreneurs and soul-led leaders and soulpreneurs get to make day to day. Does my price, am I raising my price this month or next? How am I launching this next round of my offer? What is the depth of message that I want to share? How do I host a discovery call that actually feels good for me and good for them? Do I want to have a DM strategy implemented in my business? Do I start a podcast? What is the name of the podcast? It's like, if you are speaking to your friends and family daily about these things, I hope that they're supportive. It's one thing to have supportive friends who listen and are like, you can do anything. That's amazing. And I'm being supported by a friend right now as I live in her extra room and hang out with her dogs. Like, I feel so that depth of support, and that is needed. I'm not, but it's not all we need. You actually get to have somebody in your corner that sees what you don't see. And that is the thing that has elevated me more than any strategy, more than any perfectly priced offer, more than any funnel or ad strategy or anything like that, even more than a team. It has always been that next level support for me, allowing myself to receive that, allowing myself to be seen on a coaching call, allowing myself to reveal what's really on my heart. And that is what I offer to all my clients in the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. A new strategy is not going to help if you are not in a place where you feel like you can do anything, where you feel unstoppable, where you feel like your expression is enough, where you feel like you are moving in a flow that is coming from the depths of your expression. And that when you meet an obstacle, because you will at any level, when you meet an obstacle, when you meet a decision that's too tough to make on your own, or that you shouldn't have to make on your own, even if it's a pricing decision, all these decisions that you shouldn't have to make on your own, you won't have to. I will be there with you to listen, to hold space, to be a sounding board, and to offer those reframes, that guidance, that mentorship that your soul is craving. This is the last week to join the Conscious Creative Business Immersion. We close doors on Wednesday. I think that's November 7th. So if you're thinking about joining, if you've been somebody in my world for a while and you've been, you know, putting money aside, just know that I have a special extended payment plan that I'm giving to certain folks who I feel I can trust to keep their word. So we get to have a conversation. We get to talk about your financial, current financial standings, and see if an extended payment plan could calm your nervous system so that you can go all in on yourself and receive that kind of support that you give to others. Right? You want to be a deep coach that actually makes change in people's lives, then you get to go first and receive that. So I'm so happy to be able to speak into your life. I'm so honored to be your guide on this journey. Even if you're one of those people that I call lurkers who has never liked or commented, I know that you're here. I feel your presence. And I hope that you know that you deserve support. All right. I will talk to you so soon. Bye.